Good evening and welcome back to Jewels in the Blood Injury Time Podcast. We've got a full quota in the headquarters this week. We are joined by, as usual...
We've got a full sofa.
Full sofa, yeah. I've been resigned to the kitchen chair. So, as you heard, Boz
I'm
is
here. Yeah.
Also joined by Matt.
I'm here.
Hang on. Ladies first.
we did Boz.
And, as you also heard, joined by Rachel.
Hello.
It makes a long-awaited return on the pod.
You're not mate with her, can't you?
Yeah.
Am I right that Rachel only comes on when she wins Name in the Frame? I think that's how it works.
Spoiler alert. guarantee I'll go off injured for the end.
Yeah. There you go. So, we're recording this not long after our 0-0 draw away to Burton today. Playoffs over, yes or no?
No.
No.
No, not over, no.
No. The gap's not changed, does it?
8 points.
Still 8 points.
I mean, it's still very close. We want to start winning games, though. Don't we?
Always helps if you're going
to. Someone just tweeted me and said that's our 11th away draw in the league.
We've only won once away.
Yeah, I think it's only one.
But yeah, we've lost. Only one. We've lost away, less away than we have at home. It's fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's all fucked up. It's a double clean sheet.
It is, yeah. No, it's not a bad result, is it?
No, we used to go for whole seasons without getting a clean sheet.
We did. And it's another team that's around us. That's a frustrating thing, isn't it?
And we played against 10 men for half an hour. That's the annoying thing.
Tom O'Connor at the bar, didn't he? I showed you John McKinney's wayward effort in the first half.
Yeah.
Yeah, if that's Brandon Antman, he's getting fucking caned on social media, isn't he? Yeah. But I'm sure it's okay because it's big John McKinney and he's only just joined. But...
I think you're always looking for at least a point on the road, but... I think because there's been quite a few at the moment, and like you say, down to 10 men from 70th minute onwards.
Yeah, that's the frustrating thing for me. But
plus, we've got a run of away fixtures this month as well, haven't we? Blackpool, Southend.
We've got to win
definitely
three of the next five now in February, I think.
However, if we finish just outside the playoffs, I'd be quite satisfied with that, I think.
It's nice that we're able to sit here and moan about the fact that the gap to the playoffs isn't getting any smaller than rather going, oh, excellent, we're 2 points clear of the bottom four.
Yeah.
So in that respect, it's been a good season. But
if we finish 9th or 10th, and I think we'll probably finish about 10th, we've then got a decent squad to build on.
Say that again.
I said if we finish 9th or 10th,
we'll probably finish 10th.
Is that what I said?
Yeah. if we finish 9th or 10th, we'll probably finish 10th.
Which is about 9th.
I don't have a game. He's been working on his counting. And he's done well, because 9th or 10th is about 10th.
So. And I thought I said, and I think we'll finish 10th.
Well, we'll have to play it back.
Right, so anyway, yeah, I think we'll probably finish 10th. I know that five of our players are loans, but we've then got a decent squad to build on for next season.
We've got
13 players
next season.
I thought
you
were carrying on with
that was it, really. I was just saying, but we've got a good core of a squad. I mean, we've got a good team. We need a squad. At the moment, we keep saying we haven't got the numbers, have we?
No,
and it looks like we've got another injury to deal with today. And Alfie Jones didn't make it. Stuart O'Keefe didn't come on, so suddenly we've got four centre midfielders
injured.
Yeah, so it's four centre midfielders injured now.
Yeah.
Anyway, last pod, there was loads of football chat, and we started off this one football chat, so let's move on.
Oh, get silly, do you?
Yeah, the boring stuff.
Boobies!
Let's move on to... We've got a lot of nonsense today, starting with a caption picture.
Ah, yes.
Which was a few weeks ago now.
Do you remember that night, Rach?
Not really, no.
Heard about you.
Puke City.
Heard about your jeans.
I must have been food poisoning or something.
Yeah, whatever it was down his jeans in the toilet. Yeah.
We saw a lot of food.
It was all over my shoes as well. Yeah, it was,
tequila for
stars,
sambuca for mains.
But you're only 35 once, so you've got to celebrate.
But you're not. You're 35 for the rest of the year.
God, that's.
I mean, after you left, the rest of us carried on celebrating. Yeah, we were there for quite a while.
It's not my fault. Everyone kept handing me drinks. I had 3 drinks on the go at a time. So.
The best part was when I said, have a break, you know.
Have a Kit Kat.
Yeah, recuperate, give it some time.
You really are Matty Willock. It's a period of recuperation.
And you agreed, and then we went back inside, and I looked round, and you got another full drink in your hand.
I'd only been there about 10 minutes. I said to Rach, do you want a drink? And she went, Oh, I don't know. And while I was tapping my chart, I'll have a tequila.
As you do. So anyway, this picture is of Boz wearing a scarf over his head.
You put it on me.
Yeah.
Dirty bastard.
Because I couldn't have put that on like that.
Because you thought you looked fit. You said you put a little it on bit,
him. Yeah.
Don't look at worm.
So I look like I was auditioning for bloody Taliban.
Do you have to audition?
Taliban's got talent.
Well, I haven't.
Osama bin Laden. Off you go.
You don't want
Osama
pushing a red button down. Exactly.
He's getting blown up. Fucking hell.
That's how World War 3 starts.
Taliban's got talent.
It's like Little Britain, Dennis Waterman, creating game shows.
Definitely not an ITV1 show, that, is it?
Taliban's got talent. Right, the theme tune.
Oh, God. Right, let's start with the comments on Twitter. Twitter? Gary Myerscough. The fancy dress theme was fairy tales. Boz came as the lesser spotted yellow riding hood. Scoops Callahan. Assassin's Creed has let himself go. Robin Williams. Boz looks to
Robin
the heavens.
Williams,
he's doing well, isn't he?
That's it. Boz looks to the heavens as Stocky is about to unveil his bad haircut.
His bad haircut.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was going to say, yours look good, Dad.
I thought there'd be outrage if someone
criticised your haircut. Try to do mine, aren't it, Roach? Yeah.
Yeah. He spends a lot of time in the bathroom.
He does.
Brushed it forward to Darcy, Boz.
Yeah,
I said, because I saw him last night for the first time in a few days and noticed that he had a little trim. I said he looks like a blunt felt
tip. He did.
I don't want a kid to press too hard on the paper. It's just got all flat on top.
No, like a bingo jumper.
All frayed at the edges. Looks like a Hoover, like, apart.
Have you seen that picture doing the rounds? Yes, apart. I don't know what you think of it.
You don't... Ooh, I don't even know what you'd call that.
What?
This thing on social media, this kid's gone to the barbers and he's basically had the middle bit shaved and then all the outsides spiked up like a fucking picket fence.
Anyway, carrying on.
Get me one of those.
80s Hog, Glenn, friend of the channel, auditioning for the part of Mary at the Jill's pantomime?
No, I was auditioning for Taliban's Got Talent. Taliban's Got Talent.
Next one was yours, Boosie. I'll let you read this one out.
What did I put? Oh, I put, forgotten. Since their 1991 hit movie, Thelma and Louise have really let themselves go.
Why are you pointing at me?
I was getting you to read.
Oh, okay, I didn't realise.
Who's just showing her the picture?
Barry Davis. I found this Star Wars character. It's an Emperor Palpatine / Jabba the Hutt hybrid. I've never seen Star Wars, so don't
I'm glad you got Rach to read that one out, because I couldn't have got
really
that word out.
Read what it said. You can read the next one if you want.
Okay. Gary Football Nut. Stocky wanted to time travel back to year 2000 to see the Jills in the second tier of football, but ended up in the 16th century.
Next one, Steve Douglas. His is not the Stocky, he is a very naughty boy. Mike Gavin.
Clearly not Monty Python fans. No, sorry.
No. Mike Gavin. Mary's had a hard life and the donkey knows it. And then I'll let you read the next three, Matt.
Where are we down to? Warren Taylor said, Ladbrokes are offering 4 to 6 that these two will be bald within 5 years.
I hope not.
Monty the Monk. Rachel thought she'd lost that and her season ticket only to find both items turn up.
We can bring that up in a little while.
There's something to talk about. And Spence put, Boz wraps himself in a tablecloth in the hope no one will notice his third trip to the buffet. Just as
to be fair, that idea came from Spence. So.
Speaking of buffet, obviously I join you boys in darts now.
Yes. You've actually won, haven't you?
Yeah, we won last week.
Yeah.
And you won a game. You won 2 games last week.
This is a man who doesn't like darts has joined the dance team.
No, he hasn't. I wouldn't say he's joined. He comes along with
the
food.
He's
the
joined a buffet.
I've joined a buffet team.
But you have to play darts.
I so much
we all won last week.
That I was still hurting on Friday.
And when I went in, was it worth it? Yep.
Yeah, and I can't believe you'd had dinner before as well.
Yeah. I think our table was right beside the buffet table, wasn't it?
What?
Our table where we sit is right beside the buffet table. Yeah. But yeah, we all won last week, didn't we?
Got smashed this week.
Congratulations.
Yeah. What's the point you just said we was going to raise? Oh, season. Yeah, I've had a lot of shit about the season ticket.
Not from me, though.
Not from you, no. From other people.
Speaking of which, you've still got mine, haven't you?
No, I go to Stockings, oh, lost it.
Mine's still at the ticker. I was a bit concerned this being out in the public arena because of the fact that I let you use my season ticket and you're not me.
No.
Well, there's some breaking news.
I did think
you're not Rachel. For anyone that wasn't sure, Stocky is not Rachel.
Don't look very similar in the picture. No. And you don't look like a Rachel.
Is this you don't look similar from now to your picture, or this is you two?
I was about 4 stone heavier.
Is this more breaking news that you two don't look like each other?
He's a bit more bearded than I was back then.
So. Only a bit?
Slightly.
A bit more ginger bearded.
All right. Cheers for that.
I don't think the
ginger's
relevant.
Yeah.
We love the gingers now. Connor Ogilvie, Ben Pringle.
Yeah, I forgot this was a Jewish podcast then. Sorry, let's go back to that.
Ginger in the blood. That sounds weird. My dad used don't ever say that again.
So,
we've gone off
piece. I fully support the gingers.
Right, let's go back to the Facebook comments.
No serious stuff this week. We just got all bloody stupid.
We did serious for 3 minutes.
We've got a Dutch
background
story as to John Akinde.
Well, we better hurry up
as
then.
Well. Yeah. Jason Day, a virgin and a wise man, does that mean Evans is the new Messiah? And then someone else replied, no, he's a very naughty boy. Jaffa Brown, Mary and Joseph finally found room at the inn, but there was no seats because it was match day.
There's always seats.
Have you got them on your phone?
Yeah, I was ready, I was prepared.
Oh, right, go on then, you can read the next few then.
Ian Harry Harrison puts, Rafa Benitez decided the only way he could get in to watch the match without being noticed was to dress as Mother Teresa.
Did you miss Paul Jocelyn's?
Yeah, I didn't get what you meant.
Oh, so you just didn't read it out.
Is that the infamous Sheikh a leg next to you?
Is it Sheikh a leg? Is that what you're trying to get?
Ah.
Oh, Sheikh. See, I thought we missed an R out.
There was a few comments about me being like mysterious.
Yeah.
Sorry, Paul. I thought you missed an R out and I wondered what Shrek a leg meant.
Shrek a leg.
Yeah. The next one.
Oh, there you go. Sheikh.
Yeah,
Sheikh. Dave Gay. Sheikh Bosmuk Gillingham with Scottish ancestor has just bought out Gillingham Football Club. You heard it on here first.
You can read the next one.
Now, where did I leave that season ticket?
From James Johnson. Next one from Mick Hall. You're in it.
My mum washed my coat on a match day, so I nicked one of her curtains. That'll learn her.
Terry Radcliffe, Mystic Meg, predicts a 2-1 win.
Mystic Meg.
What happened to her?
Don't know.
She's ended up like this.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah, maybe I've been a reincarnation.
Fairly, she disappeared. And
I think she... I remember reading that her job now is reading people's horoscopes on Twitter. I don't see how you can make money from that, though, because it's Twitter's free.
Should we try and find her? We'll have a look.
Should we ask her if the Jills are going to make the play?
I mean, Matty Willock's just made more appearances with Jills than she has, so...
Only by about 20 minutes or so.
Right, Colin Smith, have you met our new foreign investor? And then these next two, these make me laugh.
Will Jordan, the harpist, has arrived. And then Kip Stewart replied and put, is he half pissed?
Oh, I just thought that was a spelling mistake.
Rich, do you want to read the next one?
Yep, Shrey Purinick. Stocky, we need a miracle to get to the Champions League, but for now we'll stay positive and smile. Boz, I'm on it.
Aww.
Monty Python, you can do that one as well, Rich.
Okay. Steve White, in the famous words of Monty Python from the film Life of Brian, he's not the Messiah, he's a very naughty boy.
That's what the first
bit like, now it makes sense now I know that.
You two can read the last few if you want.
Andy Cansdale, 23 years after making the Titanic film, people thought Jack had let himself go a bit until they saw Rose. It's been 84 years since we won an away game. What did you get to?
I think the whole away form thing is down to us, because last season everyone we went to we didn't lose, did we? We actually were a couple of wins last season.
It's all solely us.
Yeah, exactly what it is.
Who's next?
Malcolm Bell.
Who's reading it? I mean,
go.
Oh, Malcolm Bell. Just as he was setting up the selfie to get a pic of the new birdie pulled, the party lights went on.
Wait for it. Dan Bister, the force is strong in this one. A powerful Jedi he will become. And John Hall, to finish up,
you're my wife now.
Right, so cheers for all them. Got quite a few comments, which was good to see.
I think the half-pissed harpist was my favourite.
I did like the film and Louise one as well.
Thanks, mate.
That's all right. Right, so we have got a Dutch transfer rumour. Now, this was before Akinde actually transferred.
Can I just clarify, I am not Dutch.
Well, it is very weird because I said it featured two Corey characters and we hadn't spoke about it and you guessed both of them straight away. So, jury's out.
I just know how Dutch thinks. I think we operate on the same wavelength.
That's probably not a good thing, Rach.
For who? For who? Dutch or Rach?
I'm quite on my wavelength. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Mark.
Right, so Dutch said, the Akinde transfer is very close to being completed. So he had knowledge. Mrs. G took our youngest to a taekwondo lesson last night and got chatting to the woman who runs the drinks kiosk.
That's how he had knowledge.
Yeah. Over a bubblegum flavoured slush puppy, the woman let slip that she's called Violet Akinde. And it turns out John is her third favourite nephew. Negotiations have been held up because of confusion about who owns John's registration, like with Mascherano. John's agent, Don Brennan.
Mad Don Brennan.
Yeah.
Taxi driver.
He might have been. He was married to Mad Ivy Brennan.
Yeah, he was a cabbie, wasn't he? Yeah. Sure he was.
Anyway, he controversially held John's registration as a third party until last Christmas. Brennan was playing in an illegal poker game against a Salford factory owner.
Mike Baldwin.
That one I've got.
Yeah. Brennan had hit
The thing is, I got Don Brennan first, because that was my immediate fault. And then,
Obviously.
Yeah. And then him and Mike Baldwin had an ongoing feud, so I thought it's bound to be Mike Baldwin.
Welcome to Corrie in the Blood.
To be fair, Rach just come up and asked him and explained her workings. None of us do that.
No, we just laugh and go to the next bit.
Right, Brennan moves. Oh, where have I got to? Oh, no, there we go. Brennan had hit a bad patch, was chasing his losses with rebuys, and was heavily pot committed on what turned out to be the last hand. Brennan moved to bluff with only queen three off suit and no help from the flop. Baldwin had more chips and saw a chance to take Brennan out by moving all in. Brennan was desperate to call, but was all out of chips. The only thing left of value was Akinde's registration. He threw it down, saying, "I'll call, you fake Cockney twat," and was horrified to lose. So Baldwin owned Akinde's registration and was playing hardball with Scally, until Max Amar dug up some old footage of Baldwin setting fire to his own factory to claim the insurance. In exchange for deleting a video of the incident, Baldwin gave up his claim to Akinde's registration. The deal is expected to go through next Tuesday.
Mm.
So Dutch,
did he get the day right?
I don't know.
If he got the day right, no?
I don't know. It went through on a Thursday, didn't it? Before Rochdale.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, that story's clearly false then, isn't it?
Sorry, I was just blowing his cover. Yeah, it did happen on a Tuesday.
It's not his bonfire.
The rest seems kosher. Yeah.
So cheers for that, Dutch. Keep them coming. We enjoy them. Right, this week's topic. Unpopular opinions.
Now, I took your advice because you put in a group chat a couple of days ago, don't read the comments because I want to get your reaction. Yeah, so I didn't. Matthew, couldn't keep their eyes off it.
No, it was like wet paint for me. I had to go and have a look.
Yeah, well, I read a couple and then you said, I've told the others not to read them. And I thought, okay.
Yeah, I've seen probably the first four that went up on that day. That was it.
Right, okay. Well, we'll start off with the Twitter ones. Matt, maybe you like the Facebook ones.
Yeah, I'm on Facebook.
Considering you've bloody read them all. before we read everyone else's, has anyone got any of their own? This is a safe one.
I really struggled. I've been thinking all week. That's why I've not commented. I can't think of any. There's a couple of people I'm going to fall out with, but. Did we put the Facebook one? Was it on with the caption competition or was it a separate post?
Separate one.
I've got two and I told them to you last night, didn't I?
Go on then, we'll tell
them. So I've mentioned the first one before. Paolo Gazzaniga. I didn't particularly rate him.
Did you describe him big kick but shit?
Along them lines, yeah.
Yeah, but I think it's kind of why.
Don't get me wrong, he's gone on, he's done well now, yeah.
Yeah, but he's still 62. Pretty.
I don't think for us, I don't think he was all that.
He's not perfect now, though, is he?
No, but even for us, I put Holier as better than Gazzaniga. Gazzaniga got the move because of his age.
He's doing all right now.
Yeah, fair play, he's doing well now. My other one is going to split people's opinion here. Josh Parker. I thought he was harshly treated by our fans.
Do you know what? I was a fan of Josh Parker. And, I mean, he wasn't consistent. And he didn't score a huge amount of goals. But I liked his work rate. I liked his attitude. I mean, I kind of tend to think about things from a woman's point of view. He seems a nice boy.
Nice
shorts. Do you look nice in shorts?
You know what? I was a massive fan of Brandy Garmston as well. And that's probably influenced by the fact I did meet him a couple of times and he just seemed like such a lovely guy. He always had time for the fans. I was saying on Twitter that I remember seeing him at one of the family fun days and he was chatting for ages to this little boy. And this boy had had a stroke and he was asking Bradley about coming back from injury and things like that. And oh my God, he was just so inspirational and encouraging and just so... And he's so beautiful. I mean, I'm probably old enough to be his mum. But...
I will say, Rachel, the player of the year, he was carrying one of...
Huh? You had to have been 10.
I am from Medway.
Didn't he the player of the year do? Wasn't Garson carrying like a little handbag? Didn't mean you cried on it.
I don't remember that.
Maybe we could ask.
Him.
No.
Stocky don't remember the fact that he was carrying a handbag.
I would have been sick in a handbag.
So it's just fallen off your chin. A spider's just fallen out your beard. Literally, a spider's just fallen out of your beard and run on the floor.
Well, I can't see it.
He's just rubbed
there,
isn't he?
There were no spiders. I saw it as well. I didn't know.
It came out of my... That's brilliant.
He was sitting there and I thought it was a bit of fluff and then it just went...
Unpopular opinion, Stocky's beard is not a comfy place to sleep.
If you're a spider.
Oh, wow.
Anyway.
That's interesting.
So, yeah, Josh Parker.
I'd agree with that. I thought he was... Ultimately, we'd be in League 2 if it weren't for his goal on his debut, so...
Yeah.
There
he was particularly treated badly under Pennock, I think, where he was playing a left back, a right wing back.
Again, do you know what? I mean, I got very angry with the abuse hurled at Pennock because, I mean, yeah, we knew he had to go and his record wasn't amazing, but
no shit,
he was a legend for us. As a player, I know, but some of the idiots were just so horrible to him, and some fans these days can just be.
Oh, I don't agree with the stuff that he's talking about, like people spitting at him and stuff like that.
You know, it's like this man played for us when we were...
Good.
Good. You know, in our prime. And to be treated like that's just disgusting. He's still a human being. See, again, the feminine input here.
We've got very Radio 2 here, haven't we?
But what about you, then? You got any?
But there's a few that other have commented on, so I'll add my pennies worth in during them. But one that I have got that no one else has mentioned is... Emmanuel Osadebi is having a great season and deserves a move to League One.
That's 100% unpopular in this place.
I don't really have an opinion, so
He's had a good season for Macclesfield, I thought.
I don't really follow
Macclesfield. No, I've seen a few goals.
Didn't he ask himself, didn't he ask to be released from his contract? Says all about his
character. Yeah. Wasn't he an Irish international?
Under 21, he was.
Rather than stay there and give, you know, try and fight for the club that's given him a contract, now he wants to fucking jump ship at the first sign of trouble.
Yeah,
you're right, it worked because it fucking did, because the bloke's a cock.
Even Bongo, yeah, who we play darts with, yeah, he's a Southend fan.
Bongo?
Yeah, we call him Bongo.
Podcast.
Jesus.
Yeah. He asked me, he went, we're about to sign some guy who used to play with you. Isn't this the guy that Boozy had a row with? Even he knows.
Yeah, you had a row with him?
He's a bellend. A couple of seasons ago.
When he first joined,
he was messaging me on Twitter saying, have you got any photos from games of me? I want them. So I said, yeah, no problem at all. So I sent him a couple. There was stuff like we'd taken on just on an iPhone. And then Justin Edinburgh, the season when he got sacked, was that 16-17? We lost at home to Oldham. And I tweeted after the game and said, can't believe Edinburgh changed the system at half time. We were 1-0 up, we were cruising. We ended up losing the game 2-1, the shitty bottom of the league. Didn't even mention us a day, Davey. That night, I get a tweet, I'm at work. Oh, you're a fucking know it all, aren't you? Do what? And then where did he go? He left us and he went lower League 2,
yeah.
On the bench in League 2. And then he has a good few games for Macclesfield. But instead of thinking, oh, I'll stick with a team that's given me a contract. Oh, I'm too big for that.
You won't feel any better. I'll be back in League 2 in a couple of months.
And ironically, League 2 in about 3 months. What a prick.
Anyway.
Can I just say Stocky's just sitting here grinning. He's lit a match and thrown it and he's just got watching stone the world. Cold,
we call that going fishing.
Andrew Porter fucking
gonna need a bigger boat.
Slag off Brandon Hanlon.
Who fishes with a ball?
A boat.
No, you definitely said a bigger ball.
No, I said we're going to need
you
a bigger
said
ball.
Staying out.
Right, anyway, we go into Twitter comments. Gary Myerscough. Now, both of you are hearing these for the first time, I've heard that. Stuart, well, you agree.
No, I think Stuart
Nelson wasn't all that, and his league winner's medal clouded some fans' judgment of him.
I actually agreed with that because, I mean,
no, he had an iffy.
I'm going to move away from
he
that.
He had an iffy few months, but beside that, no.
I just think he was given this godlike status by some of our fans, and I didn't get it. I liked him, but I wasn't devastated.
He won us so many points.
I wasn't devastated when he left because he was past his best then. Yeah. But I think when he was at his best, he's as good as we've had. And what is he like? Third highest goalkeeper appearance wise. Yeah. Didn't he get in the team of the year?
Yeah.
He won player of the year twice. Yeah.
No, I agree with a lot of what Gary says, but not on that one.
Right, next one. We're going to make these quick because
this sounds like it could turn into a two-part.
Yeah. Jay Wilson, Thomas Holy didn't rate him.
I say a lot of people would probably agree with that, but I mean, I liked him, but he was, I think he was, you know, the type of goalie you want, especially in the lower leagues. He can make some really good saves, but he's also liable to make a catastrophic error at any point,
which is why he was playing for us and no one
comes back to it. That's why they're in League One.
But
yeah.
Also, it offers us great entertainment. You know, you don't know what's going to happen.
Right, you just laughed and said, because I'm a fan of Brandon Anand. So you could flip it that way. I could say, I like Brandon Anand, and people would go, no shit, because he don't score enough goals. So, yeah, it's all about opinions, isn't it? But Stuart Nielsen one was mental.
Yeah, that's going to that might irritate me for a few days, that one.
Next one, Joe Collett-Cramp. The Rainamend is the worst area of the ground to watch a game from in terms of the sheer number of utter pillocks who sit there. Also, local away games are really fun for the same reason. Give me Accrington away over Wimbledon away any day.
I kind of agree with both. Like, obviously, there's four people in this room that aren't pillocks that sit in the Rainham End.
Really?
But there are a few, in particular, that sit behind us. I mean, like, Garnson's now gone, but every time Garnson played a pass, that was shit, get him off.
Oh, now, the best one was when he got when he got booked, and our fans were cheering. Hoping he gets sent off. That's just...
Yeah, there are idiots all over the ground. Away games,
the best place to sit.
If you're not sat surrounded by idiots, then
you can sit a couple of times in the top tier of the Midway stand for cup games. Oh, it's dull up there.
God, it's a good view, but yeah, it's very dull.
And the Gordon Road, I wouldn't sit there.
The Gordon Road is cold even in the summer.
It's
Boz wouldn't fit in the end block. He'd only fit block A because it gets thinner, doesn't it, as you go to the far.
No, I didn't actually know that. That's news to me.
When I first started going, I used to stand on the town end terraces, and that was brilliant.
Yeah, that was brilliant. Yeah, and it was then, like that, wasn't it?
Yeah, and then we moved to the Rainmend terraces, and that again, brilliant.
I can see why it's an unpopular one, but I kind of agree with some of that. It's half and half.
Right. Next one.
Should we get Boz a bigger fence to sit on for all
time?
I'm not sitting on a fence with a Nelson one.
Yeah, that can get in the bin.
Owen Stanley, Joe Martin was the best left back we've had over the past decade.
It's a good shout. He won a league title.
Yeah, I don't think it's unpopular. No. I think it's a position.
No, I think
there's not too many.
No, I think we always struggle, don't we, with left backs? Yeah.
So don't feel that one's too unpopular. Next one, bit of a chat.
Oh, I've got one. Go on, I've just thought one. Brennan Dickinson shouldn't have been released when he was.
I think most people would agree with that.
Yeah, I think that's a good shout. Right, next one, Lewis Browning, who just asked, can the Mark Byrne dispute get a shout out?
Oh, God.
Oh, his dad's on the Facebook page.
Can we veto this, please?
And then I couldn't remember what the whole disagreement was, and then he clarified...
Well, I can remind Lewis if you want to. Jokes.
And then he clarified that he wasn't as efficient in a more defensive role. He didn't like him in a defensive role, did he?
He's done it right there. He's clarified what he meant rather than just slagging people off and then getting personal. So.
Yeah. And then I also thought he was talking about when he claimed it wasn't Byrne's goal.
Oh, it was Byrne's goal. Fuck off. Because he didn't get anywhere near Brandon Allen. Jesus Christ.
Flicked off Hanlon's stud.
No.
And he still claims it's Hanlon's.
No comment.
Oh, we can all laugh.
No comment.
Yeah, I can't.
Right, this one was Rach from Neil Starkey, who says...
Oh, I saw this one.
Cody McDonald was massively overrated.
I'm not even talking about that one.
Can I also add, one of my opinions was Cody McDonald wasn't good at one-on-ones.
Yes, I will go with that.
And he said that himself when we spoke to him.
How many times did we sit there and say he needs two or three one-on-ones before he's going to score?
In fairness, his final two goals for us were one-on-ones and he smashed them in.
Yeah.
And we missed it.
But, so Neil said he was massively overrated.
No.
Obviously,
I disagree 82 times.
I'm not going to even enter into a conversation.
He sticks by. He said he's only ever performed for us in Dartford. Everywhere else, he was.
Yeah, but he's only performed for us.
Exactly. We're not bothered if you shit.
No,
anywhere
I don't
else.
Care. If he was good for Norwich or crap.
That means he's loyal.
Ben Horn also added, "If I'm totally honest, when left up top on his own, Cody was never great. However, his partnership with Bayo showed off his ability to break
yep.
away and score
yeah,
goals,
yep,
and that's
that
why we loved
well.
Him so much."
Yeah.
And when he came on loan and played alongside Burton. Mm.
Right, Chris Willis has got a few. I asked if one of them was him warming to Evans, which it wasn't. He said, right, one, should never have let Jake Hess go.
That surprised us all at the time, well, didn't
I agree
it?
With that.
Do you know what, though? I think for Jake, he probably needed to go somewhere
yep.
that wasn't...
Gillingham,
because of the fact that his dad was a legend.
Yeah.
And they love him.
Although he's
terrific.
Yeah,
Simeon Jackson took him out.
He's very
yeah, quite
oh,
annoying. Yeah.
Simeon Jackson.
Yeah.
Right, next one. We play better football under Lovell and have the numbers to back it.
Has he got the numbers to back it?
He hasn't put them, but...
I don't know. I mean, we're harder to beat now.
I think we've probably, on the eye, played more pleasing football when we got going, but we're getting results under...
But I'll say going forward, maybe, but defensively under Lovell, we weren't great.
I still think we're... It's what you want on it. Do you want
to
win games? We didn't play great football.
He's the director of football at Ebbsfleet.
Oh, that's nice.
He's a lovely
next,
boy.
Next one.
Oh, no, he is lovely, though. Oh, he is.
Next one from Chris Willis. Actually, don't blame Scally for the lack of funds in the DAC deal.
No, I mean, the DAC one's a difficult one,
no,
isn't it? Because of the, you know, the fact that we could have sold him at one point, and if we'd have sold him, then the fans would have been up in
yep.
arms. So, I mean, it's a difficult one, isn't it? What do you do? Same with Tom Eaves, you know, we could have
exactly.
said
I mean,
earlier.
If we'd have kept Bradley Dack for another year and he'd gone on a free, can you imagine the storm
well,
then?
Exactly, you know. It's
yeah, or if we'd,
no,
or if we'd sold him in the
no.
January and then we'd not got into playoffs,
yeah.
everyone would have said it's all about the money for
yeah.
Scally.
And again, I think, you know, Scally has kind of proved people wrong in some respects because of the fact that we kept Tom Eaves on and, you know, because... Scally wasn't just thinking about the money. He was.
And when
about
we do let these players go, genuinely, there are add-ons. We do get money out of them later on.
We got a fair bit for John Egan, didn't we?
Mm.
Yeah, we've made money out of Ryan Bertram playing for England, Matt Jarvis, yeah.
And, sorry.
I was going to say, I think he's done some fairly good deals.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of people will disagree
no.
with that.
That's the whole point of unpopular opinions. Mm. And his last point is, regardless of how well he does, Evans should be nowhere near football.
I thought
no,
that about 6 months ago.
Yeah. We need a whole podcast for that, Chris. I think, don't we? So.
Right, next one from Jules Anorak. Josh Wright was bang average. I think all his badge kissing and social media stuff made people believe he was better than he was.
I didn't really get the godlike status he was given. I liked him.
His goals kept
just
us up
yeah,
that season.
Yeah.
But he was decent.
Yeah,
he was very decent in that season under
Edinburgh.
He missed
a penalty that very nearly could have
right, next one. Chris Rainbow. Danny Kedwell was a great tryer, but take out penalties and he was bang average for us, especially given the transfer fee we paid.
What should we pay for him? It was about 20 grand, wasn't it?
I read recently it was around 60. And I, at the time, I remember it being rumoured that it was 50.
Much of a foot.
I don't know. We used to say, didn't we? Like, you get bang on him with penalties, but
what did he get? 1 in 3 for us.
Something like that.
My thing is, you don't get extra points for scoring from 30 yards or scoring a penalty. So penalties
are goal,
isn't it? So,
yeah.
Right. Next one, Simon Day, who starts. I'm not claiming to rate McCammon.
Can we just stop this one now? Yeah.
But his performance at Chesterfield in the game that qualified us for the playoffs was possibly the best target man display I've ever seen in a Jill shirt. He was unplayable all match.
Take your word for it, I can't remember that game.
No,
I can't remember it,
no.
To be fair. Next one, Nivs at Nivtwit, who says, Jakubiak was our best striker by a long way.
What?
I'd say of the strikers.
Yes, I know that. I'm just kind of.
I don't think she agrees.
Pulling a face.
Oh.
Of the strikers we've got, naturally, maybe, naturally,
natural
yeah. He was just unlucky that he couldn't get in the team because him and Handler are quite similar. And
yeah, but then Handler wasn't scoring goals and Handler still kept him out of the team.
Handler also worked his arse off and was getting assists, wasn't he? And
yeah, I don't think Jakubiak didn't work hard though, did he? And I'm a Handler fan.
Right. Next one from Rob Field. As a non-season ticket holder who could only make half of the home games, I quite enjoyed watching the games in the Stimpson era.
He couldn't make what games?
It says he could only make half. I don't know if there's a typo in there, but I think it says making half of the home games.
Well, it depends which part of the Stimpson era, doesn't it? Because the promotion season was decent, but
I'd say as well, the season that we went down, the home form, we beat Leeds, Southampton, or I mean, we drew one of them,
but then didn't win away from
Charlton. Yeah. Yeah, we didn't win that entire season. So, and when we went down to Wickham, Mark Stimpson made
just
me
rolled
so
over
angry.
And died, didn't we?
Next one from Adam Thompson. We should sell Tucker in the summer, cash in, and let Evans work some magic in the market to bring a few in.
No.
I think that becomes unpopular if we only get a pittance for him. If someone comes in and says he has 2 million, then everyone's going to go, yeah, it's a great idea.
Let's be honest, if he does go, it's going to be undisclosed, and that annoys fans, but you don't want other teams knowing how much money you've got.
Exactly, because then they put the price up for replacements.
Right. Warren Taylor. Justin Edinburgh wasn't that good a manager. Lived off the Gang of Four's ideas, and when he went alone, failed miserably.
I'd say when things were going well. Yeah, I mean, When it turned, he didn't seem to have a plan B. I don't know what to say about that.
When we got in Edinburgh as manager, because I think the Fantastic Four were doing all right. And I was enjoying watching us. And so when we signed Edinburgh, I thought, well, I don't know really. So, yeah.
I thought he was a good manager.
I disagree in the sense that the fact that it's the only season we've had for how long that we actually believe we could get promoted.
Yeah, and it was just that back end of...
Back end, and Egan and Dak got injured at
a crucial
time.
There were long periods of his era where you could just tell the team didn't like each other.
The second season.
You know, there was a lot of names.
I was going to say, was that more to do with the fact that we brought in a load of ex-Premier League people who thought they were just going to stroll around?
Paul Konchesky.
Yeah. Jamie O'Hara and played 20 minutes.
Jamie O'Hara just didn't turn out one day.
Jamie O'Hara left us on Big Brother.
And the last one on Twitter is a follow-on from Wellin Jules, who says, Peter Taylor, when he took over from Tony Pulis, still think we would be playing Premiership football if Pulis had stayed?
Oh, that's a big statement.
Yeah, Peter Taylor got us promoted, so...
It's not really for me and you to say, so we weren't really following back then.
They're just like, who's Tony Pulis?
It's a big statement to say we'd have got to the Premier League.
I don't know about that. I don't know.
Right, we're going to go on a half-time break. So, Boz, pause the recording. We'll be back in a few minutes with the Facebook comments, the name in the frame winner, and then we are done.
Hello, Jill's fans. We're back for part two. Stocky and I are about to leave because we want to go and have dinner. But we're going to do name in the frame first.
So, my choice this week, finishing last, was... I was going to finish last. Nico Vassan.
I remember Nico Vassan.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was decent.
He was during the season where we signed about
six
different
keepers.
I remember that season.
Had him for a month. Got him on loan from Birmingham, who my granddad supports, so I quite liked him for that reason. The next third was your choice, Boz.
Roman Larrion.
Oh, I loved Roman Larrion.
He was
Larrion.
Good, wasn't he?
I think he was one of our best loan keepers.
He was, yeah.
Arsenal were after him at one point, weren't they?
Romain Larrion.
Second was match choice of
Paolo Gazzaniga.
Oh, wait, look, Jesus Christ, that's a landslide.
38%.
Bottom two.
245 votes. Decent. And the winner?
Vince Bartram.
Squeeze!
He's a lovely boy.
I remember, here goes one of my stories. Years and years ago, they used to have the Player of the Year days at the Black Lion Leisure Centre in Gillingham. And I remember going to one and having a few drinks with Vince Bartram and his wife, Tracy. And at one point, she just got on stage and grabbed a mic and started telling us all about their sex life. Oh.
Squeeze!
Which was quite funny.
I bet she was so annoyed then when he broke his finger and he had to retire.
Yeah. Oh, no, Boris. Two hands.
Yeah, but you know, you might have a...
You've got a favourite hand.
Yeah, I was going to say, you've got a favourite finger. Every finger has its own job.
Oh, it's gone raw. It's got the shit.
I don't want to know what job you're looking at.
I think this is our cue to leave.
Yes.
So, Vince Bartram will be replacing Chris Hope on the wall, so that is your job.
Okay. And we are going to set up a GoFundMe page. If you can all contribute, we can buy a new frame, because it's very broken and very dangerous.
A bit like its occupants. So that is it from me and Rach. We leave you in the capable hands of Boz and
Capable?
Percy. Yeah.
Incapable.
Who will be reading the Facebook unpopular opinions.
We've got about an hour, haven't we?
Christ, yeah, we need to get through these. There's 62 of these.
So enjoy, chaps, and we'll see you soon.
We'll see you tonight. Bye. We'll still be going.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye-bye. Right.
Right, now, Maveleth, let's get to the good stuff.
Facebook. Right. They've gone out.
Knob.
Bell ringing a bell. For the people who don't like Barry Fuller, your moment has come. That's from Nathan J. Bolton.
Not many.
Jay Croucher makes me laugh, replying, but I don't think there's many League One left wingers hanging out on the Chills in the Blood Facebook page, to be honest.
It says
62
guys, but some of them are just replies, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so. So we're going to have to just try and do the comments. Liam Stanley, jet ability-wise, was one of the best players we've had. I don't think that's unpopular.
No, I think that's... I think
just a lazy bastard. Greg Ewing Heverett, would rather keep this chairman than sell it to someone where there's a 50-50 chance he could ruin the club. Paul Scully may not spend shitloads every season, but he keeps our heads above water. 12 likes, I think that indicates that's not that unpopular.
Yeah, I'll tell you, there's the argument of... whether you want to progress and take that chance, whether you want to, you're comfortable sitting where we are, and I kind of sit on the fence for that one.
Of course, we'd all like to get better and get higher up, and that's it.
You know, we could either do a Brighton or we could do a Bury. Yeah. Maybe Bury's a bit of a...
And we've taken a bit of a chance this transfer window, haven't we? So we can't really sit here and complain at the moment. Here's another keeper-related one. It seems to be a theme tonight. Keith Bourne. Bonham is the most boring keeper we have ever had at the club. No charisma, little passion.
I thought he was going to say no cock-ups, because I don't think he's made many.
Keith Bourne, Greg Lyons then replied and put, rather have a quiet keeper keeping clean sheets than a flamboyant one conceding goals willy-nilly. Keith then said, I'm not knocking his ability, just goalkeepers are usually big characters. A bit of badge thumping wouldn't go amiss. Well, if he does that, then he'll get slagged off, like Stuart Nelson.
And just right, apparently.
I don't think this is unpopular. The hot dogs at half-time are rank. Your last one worked.
Yeah, I had them before the game, and it was very dry, and the roll... just fell apart, yeah.
Here's an interesting one from Mark Green. A few seasons back, I thought we were better defensively when Egan was injured.
I think the only...
Is that 14-15 or 15-16 season?
We've said it about Max a lot, where he's better when he had a regular partner. So if him and Deji were together for a while, then yeah, because that's when you get the best out of Max.
Was it when Deji? Was it when Adam Elabd came in?
Oh, it could have been that one. Tricky, you know, the end of the season,
yeah, he was injured
at
the back end of that 15-16 season. But yes, I think that could cause a good discussion. Stephen Barnsley Barnes, Liam Nash was a hidden gem and with minutes could have, would have, maybe got 15 plus a season. No, not for me.
No, I don't think so. Impact sub, possibly, if he'd got a go early on in his career.
I think he's probably at his level at the moment, which is Conference South at the moment.
Well, he's not settled anywhere, is he?
No, this, and for me, it comes back to what we spoke about the other week. There seems to be an issue with him in terms of, like there is with the likes of DJ Oldacre and Bradley Stevenson, is it attitude?
Because wherever Nash has been since us, he has scored goals. He just
and then he gets released after about 3 months.
So there's something not right there.
So you can't be three teams with just, to coin a phrase near, willy-nilly, release a player who's scoring goals regularly. It don't make sense. It can't always be the club in the wrong, would be my point, surely.
I would look at it and say, has he gone on to a bigger or better club than us? No.
No, which most of them haven't recently. Darren Moondog Bond, mine's a manager. Stimpson was our real downfall. Bought in all them non-league players and expected them to compete above their level.
You could say that the majority of them non-league players got us out the following season.
Yeah, again, Fuller's, like we just said, it
Richards
depends which part of his reign you look at, doesn't it? So, because in League Two they were all right. In League One, they weren't good enough. Peter Taylor's second spell, so boring I took a pillow to games.
That's not unpopular. Not in his house.
I don't think so. That was when we played, like, no strikers for a lot of games. Nigel Gray, Steve Evans, unlike most of our fickle, easily turns fans, I still utterly despise him and wish he wasn't our manager. To hear our fans singing his name sickens me, and the only time you'll ever hear me singing his name is when Evans out becomes a thing.
Okay, moving on.
Appreciate he's a decent manager, but a despicable excuse for a human being. I don't think fans are easily turned.
it's taken me
performances,
like 7 months.
Performances are turning, regardless of whether it's him, the manager, or anyone else the manager. He's got another one, Adam Miller, the ultimate Marmite manager player. I always loved him and thought he was gave it all, but others thought he was totally opposite.
He was either an 8 out of 10 or a 5. There was no in between of him.
Kevin Brook, I think Mandron is a good player and being a striker isn't all about goals.
Emil Heskey. Fair point.
Again, we'd like him to score more, of course. But yeah, I don't think that's...
I don't think we're going to see a lot of him now. We've got Big John.
Kevin Mayer was the League 2 Perlow.
Mayer, when he first came in, I think his first spell, didn't really rate him. Second spell, he seemed brilliant. Just kept it simple. Literally just stayed in that centre circle.
Get it and give it to others that can go and do bits with it. Emlyn Timmons, Marcus Browning was shit.
I don't remember him much.
I don't think he was shit per se, I just think he was injury prone again, and we've had a few of them, haven't we, central midfielders over the years that have got ability but just can't stay fit, so haven't got any midfielders at the moment, full stop. Neil Newton, Stimpson got a bad rap in hindsight, played excitable, enjoyable football, and lucky to get relegated by 1 point, and Kidderminster sent down with points that would have meant survival most other seasons, and we beat all the top clubs at home.
Entertaining at home. I went to a few away games that season. It definitely wasn't entertaining.
But we got relegated regardless of whether it was 1 point.
I went to quite a few, maybe 9 or 10 away games that season, and it was not good.
Who did he get replaced by? Hesse, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Stuart, this is another one. Stuart Nielsen related. Andrew White. Stuart Nielsen was not a top half League One keeper and was a big reason why we fell away under Jed.
No. I think... just the whole team. In that season,
he'd started to show signs that he was on the wane, I think. But I think during his time at Gillingham, he was probably as good as most in League One. Yeah. 13, 14, 14, 15. 15, 16, he started to have that wobble, didn't he? Chucked a couple in at Shrewsbury.
Scunthorpe.
No, that was the season after, wasn't it?
Scunthorpe,
but the big one, Wigan, again.
Yeah, that wasn't just Nelson, that was the whole team.
John Rowland, I liked Connor Wilkinson. And Nigel Gray replied, so did I, for 30 seconds at Portsmouth away.
That's a long one.
Bob Wilson, I can think of one player who in my experience of supporting the Jewels was universally hated by 99% of fans, the local press and everyone except me. But the most people in this group will have never heard of him play because I'm old. The player, Bill Brown, signed by manager Basil Haywood from his old club Bedford in around 1966. Brown was considered lazy and untalented, but to me he was skillful and deserved praise instead of the constant boos. I still have a newspaper cutting from one of my local rags, probably the long defunct Chatham, Rochester and Gillingham News, with the headline, "All except Brown slave to win this one."
Wow, that's harsh. That's a bit much from the press, isn't it?
Mick Hall replies and said, "I also like Bill Brown, but Basil Hay was out of his depth as a manager." And Nick Palmer replied and said, Bill Brown was brilliant back then. So we'll have to take your word for it because that's long before our time.
Very harsh in the press.
Nina Murray. Oh, this is controversial. I think paying Marlon King while he was in jail was a waste of money. Any civilian going to jail normally gets sacked and all wages stop. Us hold his job for him, pay him and on release play him.
Yeah, I started going around that time and I couldn't understand why we were paying him. I will say, did he pay us back when he came back? Probably, because we made a lot of money off when we sold him.
He go for like $500 million or something at least, didn't he?
He went to Forest from us.
Forest from us, wasn't he? Then went Watford afterwards. Birmingham, played for loads of clubs at the end.
Yeah, he's been around since then. He's back in jail, I think.
Is he?
He was arrested last year, I believe.
I wouldn't
feel like... he's back in jail or not.
I don't care for what we say anyway, but... On to the next one. Bradley Simmons. Garmston was shit, had pace, but was fucking awful at passing, tacking, headling, pretty much everything else.
Doesn't seem that unpopular. It seems to be a theme on this.
I don't think he was shit. I just think he never really recovered from the injuries that he kept suffering and then didn't get a consistent run of games. I thought he would. When we signed him, I thought he could have been as good as anything in our division.
I thought we'd end up sending him on for more.
I think it was the right time for him to leave, so in that sense, I don't disagree, but I think shit's a bit harsh. Paul Wheatier, what difference does that make? I don't know what that's related to. I think that's all of them then. I don't think we've missed any.
Yeah. So there's a lot of just replies in that one, isn't there?
Yeah, people having conversations, which is fine. We don't mind that at all. So.
No. Well, thanks for all your comments. We've agreed with a few. Certainly disagreed with one or two.
Disagreed with a few, yeah.
I like that though, when it's a bit, you know, we've all got different opinions, that's
fine. Yeah, exactly, that's what it's all about, isn't it? As long as we don't all fall out, we all have a cuddle at the end. Lovely stuff.
What else have we got, or are we done?
I think we're done. Naming the Frame has been done, caption competition has been done, the subject has been done. Stocky lost a season ticket. Jill
drew away. He still didn't mention that again, did he?
In shock.
So we might as well just quickly cover that.
He did.
He only briefly brushed over it, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
So he borrowed Rachel's ticket because she couldn't go to Shrewsbury. He's got in the ground, sat there with you, got home and realised he hasn't got the ticket.
He dropped it, hadn't he? Luckily, some kind soul picked it up and gave it to the season ticket office, so he's able to go and collect it and he's not in the doghouse.
Oh, I think we're done then.
Just a quick one?
Yeah.
The channel is 3 years old today.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Party poppers everywhere. So I just want to say thanks to everyone for constantly supporting that. I think I tweeted earlier, I think it's mental.
I still find it... I still don't get why people like listening to us.
But nearly 1,300 people have subscribed to listen to us talking on nearly 400 videos.
The majority of it is three blokes in their 30s talking absolute crap about generally a pretty average football team.
In a pretty average league.
Yeah. But people seem to like it.
We must be doing something right, mustn't we? We have fun though, don't we?
Yeah.
And then we have a podcast. Look how big time we've gone.
I don't know what the hand movements was, that no one else
could
see, but
I
could
see. I don't know why I do hand movements on a podcast.
So yeah, do all your usuals, retweet, like, subscribe, tell a friend about the pod, really, you know.
Yeah,
a couple of people I work with don't follow Jules, they listen to it.
Just generally just us trying to piss out of each other.
Yeah, this one wasn't very serious today, was it?
We had a little bit at the beginning, didn't we? And it descended into its usual standards of banter and piss poor jokes.
So we play Blackpool.
We do play Blackpool.
Tuesday or Wednesday? Tuesday.
Yes.
And
then Doncaster.
I'm sure
next
we will talk about that on Thursday.
And Monday. Might do a little preview.
Yeah. Alright, so we are done then. Stocky and Rachel have left, so I'm going to bed because I've got work tonight. What are you up to?
I'm going home to eat some dinner and watch crap Saturday night TV, I'd imagine.
Probably Love Island.
It's not on tonight.
Oh, shame. Right, on that note.
Up the Jills.
Yeah, up the Jills.
Bye.